Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down here in Clubhouse. I'm with the Homeowners Association, though.
Yeah.
We noticed you hadn't put up any Halloween decorations yet.
I never put up Halloween decorations.
I know, but didn't you get the letter? Like, everyone has to put up Halloween
decorations. No, I didn't get the letter because I don't have a computer, and nobody informs me of anything unless my friends do.
No, we sent it in the mail.
No, I did not get it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's no excuse. I mean, everyone else has decorations up. You didn't put one single decoration up for Halloween.
Well, I said I didn't get a letter. How could I put it up if I didn't have a letter?
Well, your neighbor should have told you. Didn't anyone tell you?
Well, nobody told me, okay?
Well,
really?
Like, don't you ever leave the house and talk to your neighbors? Just, you know, the news.
You know, you're being not very nice, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't mean to not be.
I really don't.
I don't mean to be like that. It's just that you don't have any Halloween decorations up, and you're supposed to.
I don't have any Halloween decorations. I hardly ever decorate for anything, you know?
But
really, I mean, that's my personal thing.
Oh,
and,
no,
and
not anymore. No, it's a new rule. You have to decorate.
What do you mean, new rule? We don't have new rules. What is your name, Trump? You don't
hey,
make my rules for me.
Don't call me Trump. No, no, for real. For real,
well, I mean,
you got to decorate,
you know,
for Halloween. You got to hand out candy.
I'm sorry. I'm by myself, and I don't open the door for anybody.
Oh, it's just kids,
unless
though.
Unless I know them.
Those monster masks are pretend. They're not real.
What is your name again? Roy what?
Roy.
Roy, what is your last name?
Who?
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 Look, is this a crank call? I don't think it's funny.
No, I wouldn't crank call. I'm just.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
I'm actually on the same street as you. I'm in the Blue House. I'm over on Clubhouse Drive.
What was it? A couple blocks down?
Yeah, in the Blue House. You know, the big Blue House. It's nicer than yours.
It's what?
The big one that's nicer than yours. But you're also going to have to put up Christmas decorations this year.
It's all nicer than mine. Everything is nicer than mine. You know, you're very rude. I don't know who you are, but you're very rude.
No, I'm not trying
to. And I've never met you before, and you're giving me orders, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I've waved at you. I've waved at you. Hello, and you waved back at me.
Well, I wave at everybody because everybody else waves. In that respect, I'm very polite, okay?
Oh, I know.
But I don't know you, and I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. I
was just stating a fact that my house is nicer than yours because it's a really nice house. It's blue and it's updated. It's got new siding and a new roof. And I take care of my lawn.
I have a new roof, too. Big deal.
Well, I know, but my roof's nicer. I got the better shingles.
Oh, Jesus. You are weird. You know, you're really weird. I don't know who you are, but you sound very weird to me. You're in every other sentence, you're insulting. You're better than anybody else. You know, I really don't appreciate this conversation.
Well, I don't appreciate being called weird.
Well, I don't appreciate your being weird so that I have to call you weird.
Well, I don't appreciate you being rude, so I have to call you rude.
Well, you're more rude than I am.
You're ruder than anyone I've ever known.
Well, you're probably the rudest person I've ever met.
Look, just put up Halloween.
On the phone.
Just put up the damn Halloween decorations. That's all I'm asking.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your call.
No, you're...
If some kid runs through the yard close to that and they have a flammable costume, those kids are going to be a ball of fire, ball of fire, ball of fire.
Fire, set them on fire.
Ball of fire, ball of fire, ball of fire.
Fire,
don't touch the fire.
Ball of fire,
set them on fire.
Ball of fire.
Fire, that's real fire.
That'll set a kid on fire. No flammable costumes.
The association is putting a display in my yard with fire burning, and I'm very concerned. He sounds like a nutcase. Those kids are going to be a ball of fire, ball of fire, ball of fire.
Fire, set them on fire.
Ball of fire, ball of fire, ball of fire.
Don't touch the fire.
Ball of fire,
set them on fire.
Ball of fire.
Fire, that's real fire.
That'll set a kid on fire. No flammable costume. All right, thanks, John G., for that new intro song. Or I don't know if it's supposed to be an intro song. That's what I used it as, even though I couldn't find the prank it was based off of. I'm sure it's something I haven't ripped out of a show yet. Oh yeah, hey everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. And this episode is brought to you by I Regret Jumping, Hunts Point Hooker, FOD 87, Brown Magic, and Phil, not the doctor. Thanks everybody for supporting the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers. There's a brand new Another Prank Call show out, you know, the show by King Richard. I don't know why I'm acting like King Richard's RSS feed's damn secretary and reporting this to you. Maybe you all should just learn how to use a podcast feed and subscribe to Another Prank Call show. But I'm just letting you know because you guys seem to like his stuff. And he only does the show maybe once or twice a year now. So get subscribed to him, okay? I might not tell you next time.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy. It's your neighbor.
Huh?
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Roy, my neighbor.
Yeah. Hey, I was in your backyard last night.
Huh?
I was in your backyard last night.
Were you just walking around?
I was laying out there for a little while. I was measuring stuff. I had my laser level out, and I also had my tape measure. And I think I left my tape measure in your backyard.
Got what?
My tape measure. You know, the little pocket devices that measure things?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I left mine in your backyard.
That'd have been a dangerous place to be messing around, wouldn't it?
What? Can you speak up, sir, and stop all that noise in the background?
I ain't got no one in the background.
You got wind chimes in the background. Those are very loud.
I said that's a dangerous place to be messing around, ain't it?
Oh, in your backyard?
What?
Blah?
How would I know who you were?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought you'd ask, and I'd be like, oh, hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. I was just back there measuring your house, that's all.
Well, if you're going to do that, when you knock on the door and tell me you're going to do it?
Oh, it was late at night. It was like 3 in the morning.
Well, I'd be honest, I still say that's a pretty dangerous place to be.
Well, sir, so you need to calm down.
Huh?
You need to calm down because you were sleeping, and I wasn't even bothering you.
I said, if I would have seen you and didn't know who you know it was, what if I'd have thought that you were trying to steal something? I might have put some lead in your butt.
No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't shoot without asking. Without asking?
Yep.
That's crazy. I bet you don't even own a gun.
Huh?
You probably never even fired a gun before.
You don't. I was shooting a gun when I was 14 years old.
No, you probably never shot a gun before because...
Like, oh, yes.
No.
I've got shot. Yes, and I've got about any kind of gun you'd want to reach.
Okay,
pick up.
Listen here. I'm going to need you to go get that gun and shoot it off while we're on the phone so I can.
Oh, heck with you.
You can prove it.
What'd you say your name was?
It's Roy. It's just your neighbor. Like, why are you treating me so poorly?
Your name is
Roy. I was.
Who is this?
Did you walk around my backyard last night?
I wasn't walking around the backyard. I was down on the ground measuring stuff.
Where at, sir?
In your yard. I was in your yard, and I was measuring the house, and I was measuring the distance from the house to the trees. You know, I'm just...
Who is this, please?
Oh, my name's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the road a little bit.
What is that? I don't know where you're at. Are you? Who, do you, have you got the right phone number?
Yeah, of course. Of course, ma'am. I was back there just measuring stuff. I had my laser level out there.
I don't know what you're talking about, because there's been no gun fired here.
Oh, no, your husband was threatening me with a gun. He's saying if I saw you back there...
No, you've got the wrong address, because...
Ma'am.
I can assure you.
Okay, listen, ma'am, you need to shut up and listen. I was in your backyard...
No, if you don't shut up, I'll call the law on you, because I don't know who you are.
Oh, I'll call the sheriff.
Go, you do it. You go ahead and do it.
Oh, I will.
Because I want you to call the sheriff. You do that.
Okay.
Because I can guarantee you, you've got the wrong phone number.
All I was trying to do was find out if my tape measure is still in your backyard.
Where do you live at?
Down the road. Is my tape measure still back there? You guys better not steal my tape measure.
You are full of horse shit.
Ma'am, I paid $25 for that tape measure. What does she think she's doing? Just going to take it from me? So that one was actually a lady's Huffy bicycle. Or actually what it says here is a chain hoist half ton / ladies Huffy bicycle, 26 inch. So what the hell? Is it for big ladies? I don't know. Because it's got that chain hoist on it.
Hello.
Hey, it's Roy. It's your neighbor?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. I was in your backyard last night. I was looking for my spare key, and it's not there anymore.
Well, you must have wrong number.
Oh, I don't think so. I keep my spare key hidden in kind of like in the seam by one of your windows. And I've kept it there for years just in case I ever lock myself out of my house. And it's not there anymore. What'd you do with it?
Lord, I don't know what I done with it.
Did it fall into the house or something? Is it like behind the wall? We need to get that.
I don't know.
Well, I paid like, $2 and something for that key at the hardware store. Can we get it out?
I doubt it.
You what?
I doubt it.
Why not?
I doubt if you could.
Well, just let me come on the inside and I'll, I can get through the drywall. It'll be easier than cutting through the outside of your house to find my key.
That'd cost a lot of money, yeah.
I know. I don't want to do that.
Well, I know, but it costs a lot of money to turn my drywall up.
The key was $2.99.
Well, that damn wall would be $5,000.
Well, why'd you move it? Like, did you move it or did you push it in there? Sir, listen, you just tell that wife of yours in the background to shut the fuck up, please.
Won't you just go to hell?
Oh, I won't go to hell because I'd have to die.
Yeah, you will. I'll stomp your damn fucking ass.
No, you better not, because you know what? I'll call the sheriff.
I don't give a damn.
You're not allowed to stomp my ice.
I'll whoop the sheriff's ice, too.
What, you don't like the sheriff?
Hell no.
Okay, well, I don't like your wife. Take that.
I don't give a fuck if you like her or not.
She's back there just giggling and stuff. You just tell her to hush up.
I might not have to whoop you. She would.
Oh, yeah, right. I could whoop her ass easy.
Why, shit, she can whoop your damn mice to her hands tied behind her back.
I have never lost a fight with a lady before. I can kick.
Well, you would this one.
I can kick pretty much
any
lady.
She knows all them damn karates.
Oh, yeah. I know taekwondo.
That's what you sound like, one of them damn quam-dum-dum-doms.
I think that may have been racist.
It looks like what you, or sound like what you are, but I'm down.
What? Can you repeat that?
You sound like one of them dub dub dongs.
Dub 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 dongs. You know what? I have a friend who's a blub blub dog, dong, dug dong, and they would not appreciate you saying that.
Well.
So look, sir, I just want my damn key.
I don't know where your fucking keys at.
I had it hiding underneath your windowsill, but on the outside of the house.
You don't know where in the fuck I live at.
Oh, yes, I do.
Where's it at, then?
You're over at that place that's got the Coleman heaters and those Wheeler ramps hanging out there in the yard.
I ain't never heard of them.
Oh, really? Then why'd you put the ad up on the radio for the blue jeans and the four-wheeler ramps, aluminum, and the Coleman heaters? Sir, you tell that wife of yours just to shut the fuck up, please.
You're the one that called my fucking husband's phone.
Well, I'm talking to your husband. You need to leave the room.
Hey, I got, matter of fact, you're talking about a sheriff. I got him right here, and we're going to go to the courthouse now, and we're going to give his number, the sheriff's office. So thank you a lot.
Is your wife the sheriff?
Nope, I got him standing here, and so we're going to take him out. He said, come on.
Let's
so
hear him say something. Let's hear the sheriff.
We're going to take his number right now.
I want to hear the sheriff talk. And then he hangs up. I'm starting to think that maybe the sheriff wasn't really there. Guys, I think he just may have made that up. I'm having the weirdest problem today with my phone number. It's coming up as if I'm calling up from Malaysia, but it's got the right phone number on it. It's not reading it as an American number. It's reading it as Malaysia, and I don't like it, and I want it to stop. Maybe it's just my cell phone that displays it that way. Sometimes when I paste a number into the form on Asterix, I think it gets some special characters in there, and that makes me come from Malaysia. But I cleared out the whole thing. I typed it by, you know, manually, by hand. I didn't copy anything over, and it's still saying I'm in Malaysia. I'm not in Malaysia, you guys. Just so you know, I'm not. So instead of calling from their state, I'm going to call from the next state over. So it'll be a real number, and I won't be in Malaysia.
Hello.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Oh.
I can't find my house key that I keep hidden on your property. I was in your backyard last night. I was looking for like 2 hours, and it's not out there.
Sound like you're a dumbass.
Well, just because I can't find my key? What, did you steal my key? Just so you could call me a dumbass?
Are you a dumbass? Are you a dumbass?
Yes, very much so, sir. I'm a dumbass.
Oh, yeah. That's what you sound like, a dumbass.
Oh, wow. We're on the same page then.
Yes, buddy.
Listen here, pal. I want my damn house key.
You dumbass.
Is that the only thing you got? Come on. Learn how to have a conversation, buddy.
I don't feel like talking to a damn fool.
Hey, you just shut the fuck up.
Bullshit.
You hang up that motherfucking phone. No, you hang up that phone.
Shut the hell up.
No, I won't shut up.
Why don't you come down here in my yard?
Oh, I was in your yard last night.
Won't you come down in my yard? I'd like for you to come down in my yard.
I did come in your yard, if you know what I mean.
I've got a dog that eats your ass up.
Oh, I'd kiss that dog on the mouth. If I saw your dog out there, yeah. I would go up to him and be like, hey there, buddy. I'd kiss him on the mouth.
Is that all the hell you got to do?
I would stick out my tongue and let him lick it.
Can't you find a damn job?
I have a job, sir. Why do you assume I don't have a job? Because I'm a dumbass?
Yeah, dumbasses don't have jobs. They just call people and scam them and shit like that.
Hey, I'm not scamming anybody. I just want my damn house key. You're trying to scam me out of my damn house key.
House key, your damn days. You wouldn't know what a fucking house key was.
What, now you're saying I don't live in a house?
Probably not.
Where do I live at?
Probably live in a damn car or something.
You're making a lot of weird assumptions about me, sir. I'm your neighbor.
Oh yeah, you look like a neighbor.
You don't know what
fuck
I look like.
The neighbors.
How can you
neighbor,
see me?
You know it.
How can you see me? How do you know what I look like, buddy?
I can tell by the sound of you. You're just a talking asshole.
And a dumbass.
I can tell by your sound. Well, I ain't got time to waste my voice on a fool like you.
Yes, you do. Because we've been talking for three minutes, sir. You better hang up that motherfucking phone. Hang it up right now. I command you.
You fuck up outfit.
You hang up that motherfucking phone.
Me shit.
You better hang it up.
I don't have to hang up shit if I don't want to.
You're going to hang it up right now because I order you to.
I order shit. What in the hell would your orders mean?
My orders.
Your orders ain't shit.
Mean everything, pal. Hang up that phone. You hang up that phone.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what? We should go back to before you called me a dumbass and just be friends.
Yeah. Why don't you go play Santa Claus somewhere or another?
I noticed you haven't hung up that fucking phone yet, sir. You better hang it up.
No, I just want to have a little conversation with the dumbass.
Well, you were saying you were going to hang it up.
I think it's kind of funny.
And you know what?
I think it's kind of funny.
I tricked you into not hanging up. Now you can't hang up because I'm telling you to hang up and you don't want to follow my orders. I got you good, didn't I? I reversed psychology.
You sure
your ass.
Did. Yeah, buddy. You swift, you know it?
I'm a regular psychologist.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. You went to school high up in the piece of dumb. You went to school, didn't you?
Yeah, high up in that piece of dumb. Hey, if I ever see you, sir, when I see you next, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth, okay?
Yeah, I want to see that day.
I'm going to put my hand on your cheek, and I'm going to caress your cheek, and I'm going to say, I love you, and then I'm going to kiss you on the mouth, and we are going to tongue wrestle.
I got something for you, too, while you're doing that. I got something for you while you're doing that. I got a gift for you, too.
Ooh, I can't wait to get that gift. Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to come over and see you soon.
It'll be fun.
It will be. I can't wait.
I got a gift for you. While you're doing all that, I've got a gift for you.
I'm glad you're looking forward to being kissed on the mouth by me.
While you're doing that, I got a gift for you.
I know. You already said that. Stop saying that.
Well, you don't tell me what to say and what I can't say.
Well, you know what? I can tell you what to do. You better hang up that motherfucking phone, buddy.
A dumbass is a dumbass.
As a dumbass does, right?
That's right. So
we're on the same page.
Buddy.
Hang up that motherfucking phone. You better hang it up. I order you to hang up the phone right now. Oh, yeah? Hang it up.
I can't get my motor started. Can you? Your motor won't start neither, will it?
Oh, yes, it will.
Will your motor start?
Yeah, it starts real good. I noticed you didn't hang up that phone yet. Are you scared to hang up? I knew you were scared. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Did you hang your dumb ass up?
Oh, no. You're going to hang up your phone. You have to hang up your phone, sir.
My phone won't hang up. I pay my phone bill, and it won't hang up.
Well, you're paying for shitty service.
It's to stay on the line and record everything.
Oh, God.
That's what the police department...
Don't
That's
do
what
that.
The police department said.
I work for the police.
They said,
I'm a policeman. Be sure to tell the police that I impersonated the police.
Yep, my police
bloop, bloop, bloop.
Lives next door to me.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're full of shit.
You know what? I kind of doubt it. Well, I ain't got time to fuck with a dumbass like you.
You ain't got time. You've been on the phone. Oh, there he went. He hung up the phone. 7 minutes and 45 seconds. I win. I didn't think I was going to win that round. I thought he was going to just play the TV at me and make me hang up. But luckily, he hung up that phone. Thank God. That was a close one, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, this is Edward from AT&T. I needed to let you know we're changing your phone number right now.
What'd you say?
We're changing your phone number, this 9272 number. We're going to be changing that to a new number. I'm with AT&T.
What'd you change my number for?
What? Oh, we're going to change it because it spells a bad word. And you can't be
Hold on a minute.
Sir, you cannot have a phone number that spells a bad word like that. That's you just can't be doing that anymore.
Well, okay? Hold on a minute. Now, what was it you saying?
Oh, I was saying that I'm going to be changing this phone number, this 9272 number, because it spells a bad word.
What do you mean it spells a bad word?
Well, you know, the phone has letters on it, and you can translate those letters into numbers, or maybe the other way around. I don't know, but it spells a bad word.
You know I've got an Indiana number, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I can tell, because it has that 219 on it.
But was it a bad number?
Well, we're just going to change it to a better number because it spells out a bad word, and it's a hateful word, and it's kind of mean to animals.
I ain't been mean to animals.
I know, but your phone number suggests otherwise. Look, sir, we're just going to change the number, okay?
I don't want to change my number.
We're going to give you a 608 area code. That's in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost
well,
any...
Well, how's people going to call me? How's people going to call me if they don't know my number?
You have to give them your new phone number.
What are you doing that for anyway?
I'm going
to
give you your new phone number right now, and you can give it to everybody else. It's free. It doesn't cost
anything. Why are you doing it? Why are you changing my number?
Because this new number is a nice Christian number, and it doesn't have bad words in it.
I put no bad words on my phone.
Okay, how dare you select a phone number that had bad words in it? You shouldn't have done that.
I didn't do that.
Oh, I think you did, because this phone number, this 9272 number, it has a bad word in it.
Well, I didn't put them on it.
No. Anyway, I'm going to give you your new phone number. You ready? You got something to write with?
I'm not in no trouble, am I?
Oh, no, you're not in any trouble at all. And it doesn't cost any money. We're just going to change your number, and you got to tell all your friends and family your new phone number.
And I can still call out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything will work exactly the same. You're just going to have a Wisconsin number.
Won't mess my phone up.
No, you're just going to have a Wisconsin number. People will probably see that, and they'll think you voted for Biden.
Well, I mean, I didn't vote for Biden.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't even running. It was Kamala. Duh. So you ready for your new phone?
That new number.
Oh, okay. Yes. Your new phone number is area code 608-666, like the devil. And then, and then 0069. See, that's an easy number to remember. There's lots of sixes in it and lots of zeros.
Okay, what's your number? Because I need to call you back.
Oh, I don't want you calling me back. Because you're some kind of a weird freak that has a bad name in your phone number. I don't want to talk to you. Gross.
What makes you think I won't talk to you calling me Timmy all this stuff? I ain't done nothing wrong. I'm a Christian.
Oh, I'm a better Christian than you, sir. I bet you if we were compare,
you never could be the man that I am. You'll never be the man I am, buddy. You never be the man. You
can't
walk the walk like I do, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Jesus doesn't appreciate you saying you're a better Christian.
Well, I'm not cursing you, but don't tell me you're a better man than I am. I am a good man.
At least I don't have a 608 area code.
Well, my boy paid for this phone for me.
Yeah, why'd he give you a 608 area code? That's silly. You're not even in the 608.
My boy got this phone for me, Anna.
I see. Okay. That it all makes sense then. Okay. It all adds up.
This phone come in, yeah, my boy give me this phone. I don't cuss. I'm a preacher, man. I don't cuss.
I know, but the word that's in your phone number, it's a curse word. And you've had it all these years. You basically have not been a Christian. You're going to want to go get baptized, sir.
I've been baptized.
When are you
going to change this number?
I'm going to change it right now. I'm changing it right now. I'm pushing the buttons on the computer. But I'm also putting a note in here.
What's your name?
My name is...
What's your number?
Hey, my name's Roy. I'm going to put a note in here on your account that you need to get baptized.
What's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID, sir. Look on your phone. It's right there.
Oh, give it to me. Already tell me. I don't know what it is.
Hey, don't you tell me what to do, buddy.
What is your phone number?
It is 800-331-0500.
What did you tell me again?
Really? I mean, come on. I just gave it to you.
I don't know what it is.
You should have wrote it down the first time.
But is it now?
Okay. It is 1-800.
Okay.
331 0500.
1-800-331-0050.
Yeah, yeah. And don't you be calling here and asking for any dirty phone numbers with bad words on them.
I've never called and asked for a dirty phone number. You need to apologize to me.
Like you did last time. Last time you asked for a dirty word in your phone number.
I didn't do no such a thing.
Well, how'd you get a dirty word in your phone number then?
I don't know. Like I said, this phone was gifted to me.
Oh, my gosh. 9272, how could you?
I've been just phone for years. Like I said, I don't play the problem. When are you going to change this number for me?
Right now. I'm going to change it right now. The next time you call that number, it's going to say, we're sorry. This number is disconnected because the guy didn't pay his bill. and we had to shut it off because this is
Well, you mean the guy didn't pay his bill?
Well, that's just the message we're going to put on the phone number, on the old phone number.
Okay, go ahead and do it, Dan.
Oh, I will. And listen here, buddy. You better tell all your friends and family your new number.
608-666-0069.
Yeah, but you have to say it like 0069.
When will this number go into effect?
Immediately. I think it's probably already done. I already hit the button. Your old numbers.
Keep playing for me. I'll play for you, buddy.
Your old number's never going to work again.
All right, thank you.
Because it's a dirty phone number for a non-Christian.
Well, not you. It ain't me. I didn't put them in there.
Hey, no, that wasn't my phone number. That was your phone number. I changed your phone number.
Well, I didn't put them in, though. I don't know why they got y'all, but I didn't put them by.
Sir, you better go get baptized, like, tomorrow. So on his ad, which was a radio ad, it says he will cut trees and do work. I was expecting him to freak out about the price of business cards and the price of signs. And he does not sound like he is young enough to be going around climbing trees. That guy's going to get hurt. And he needs to cut it out.
Hello?
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Oh, I'll see you, Roy.
What? Why did he hang up? I should probably stop using the name Roy, because...
Hello?
Why'd you hang up on me?
Well, how you want?
Well, hey, you tell that bird to shut the fuck up while we're on the phone, for one thing. Dang it. I couldn't resist. What was that? Sounded like a pterodactyl or something. Here's somebody calling me back. Hello.
What are you doing, buddy?
What are you doing? Why are you calling me back?
What'd you call me for?
Well, I tried to tell you, but you just hung up on me. So now, hey, tell that wife of yours to shut the fuck up, please. She's being really irritating. Sir? I noticed you didn't.
What's that?
I noticed you didn't tell that wife of yours just to shut the fuck up yet.
Well, I didn't know. Sure, bitch ass didn't fucking come down here. How about you come down here and fucking tell the ass whooping?
No, just tell your bitch ass wife to shut the fuck up.
Well, how about your fucking bitch ass come down here and fucking tell the ass whooping? How about that?
I'm already out here. I'm in your backyard right now.
Well, I'm fucking out here right in my front yard. Come out here and fucking tell the ass whooping.
I bet you can't find me. You know what? I'm going to run around to the front yard while you run around to the backyard and you'll never see me.
You ain't doing fucking shit but sitting on your fucking ass at your house.
Nuh-uh. I don't have a house or a job. Stupid. So anyway, why'd you call me back? I was just calling originally about your yard sale items and your Alexa for $50. Is that still available? Sir? Is your Alexa still available? I was really hoping to overpay on an Alexa.
How about you fucking come get this Alexa up your fucking ass?
No, that's not the proper use of an Alexa. I don't think it would fit up there. And, like, even if it did, like, how would I plug it in? That would be inconvenient. Sir, you're not very smart. I've determined that you're not very smart.
You're not very fucking smart, neither. Fucking call a son of a bitch and fucking sit there and say shit and fucking won't come tell the ass whooping. That's
you know
fucking
what?
Sorry, ain't
you know what? I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kiss you on the mouth. I'm going to caress you on
the
cheek.
You come to my house and you'll fucking tell the ass whooping right back at it.
Oh, no. I'm going to kiss you on the mouth and we're going to be friends. I'm gonna caress you on the cheek and I'm going to tell you I love you and then I'm going to start kissing. Got him to hang up. Some of these people just do not like hearing that they are able to kiss men on the mouth. They're like, wait a minute, that's not how you kiss a woman. It doesn't work that way. That's illegal.
Yeah, hello?
Hello, I was calling about that Dodge Caravan.
Yes.
Do you know, like, I have got a baby seat. Will that fit behind the driver's, you know, behind the wheel in the driver's seat?
Behind the wheel in the driver's seat.
Yeah, will it fit in the driver's seat with the steering wheel? in the way, you know?
Well, I wouldn't think so, but what are you thinking about putting a baby seat in a driver's seat for?
Well, sir, that is none of your business, but that's where I want the baby to sit. I want the baby to sit in the driver's seat, and I want the steering wheel to be able to work while the baby, while the baby's in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Don't you worry about it, okay? I got my own stuff I'm doing. Does this Dodge Caravan run?
It runs excellent.
Oh, that's great, then. And it'll run while the baby seat's, strapped in?
Yeah.
In the driver's seat?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Have you ever tried?
No, I hadn't ever tried that, no.
Oh, well, how can you say for sure that that'll work, then? Will the baby's arms reach the steering wheel?
I'm scared you'd have a little trouble reaching the gas pedal.
Oh, no, we got that part figured out. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the car seat, the baby seat will fit in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it with me, and if it doesn't fit, I'm going to pop my top.
Pop whatever you want to, Bubba.
Oh, I will. And then you know what?
Okay.
If it does fit, and if it fits in there perfectly, and everything works out, and I'm able to buy this Dodge Caravan, I'm going to be so happy that I'm going to turn toward you, I'm going to caress you on the cheek, and I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
And I'm going to kiss you on the ass. What
oh,
do you
no.
think about that?
Well, I think that'd be hard for you to do, because me and you, we would be smooching. I'd be kissing you on the mouth and sticking my tongue in there. Oh, okay, that's a nope from him. I thought I was going to get that Dodge Caravan, but nope. This list sucks. There's no prices on it. It's just stuff for sale. I don't even know how much this 06 Dodge Caravan costs. And you know what? I don't care. I just want to make sure the baby seat fits in the driver's seat. That's the important thing. Hi, I was calling about your cats.
Yes, I got some black cats to give away.
Oh, they're white cats?
They're black.
Oh, black cats? Are they male or female?
They're girl cats.
They're what? Oh, they're girl cats.
Yes.
Not female, but girls.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Last lady I got a cat from, she gave me fake cats. And I found out like a couple weeks later they were fake.
Oh, my God. Well, this cat's real.
Are you sure?
These ain't fake cats. Yes, sir. I'm sure they're real.
Okay, because I got these cats from this lady.
They're out here eating and everything, honey. They're real. I don't have no fake cats.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. This other lady's cats, they were eating, too, and licking their butts and doing everything cats do. And I found out a couple weeks later they were robot cats.
Well, mine ain't. Mine are real cats.
And they're probably spying on me through their robot eyes and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not appreciate that.
I wouldn't either, sir. I wouldn't either.
I threw those cats, those robot cats, in the trash.
I don't blame you.
Okay. Mm. Well, is it going to be okay if I test them out when I get there? I just want to test them and make
sure. Yes, sir. It sure will.
I'm going to stick magnets on them and make sure I can't pick them up with magnets.
Okay.
Have you ever tried picking up your cats with magnets?
No, sir. I have not.
Okay, because that'll tell you if they're a robot or not.
Okay.
I just don't want no robot cats, okay?
Okay, I understand.
All right. I'll be over there soon. I have the address already.
Okay.
All right, great. Should I just pull? And that's the end of her. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, this is Roy, your neighbor.
Who?
Roy, your neighbor. I was in your backyard last night, and I can't find my spare key. Now, I keep it in your backyard, and what'd you guys do with it?
I have no idea who you are.
Oh, well, I'm
the hell you're talking
I'm
about.
Your neighbor, and I keep my spare key in your backyard for if I ever lock myself out, and I can't find it back there. I'm going to come back and look tonight.
Where you live at?
Just down the road a little bit. And
buddy, you ain't got no spare key here.
Oh yes, I do. I keep it like hanging on a nail outside your house, but behind the bushes. It's been there for years, and now all of a sudden it's gone. So what'd you do with it? Why would you steal my key? You better not be breaking in my house.
I think you're goofy, is what I think, buddy.
Oh, I think you're breaking in my house.
I catch you in the backyard. They'll come get you, all right.
What are you talking about? I just want to get my spare key.
Well, you better come right now.
And I was digging back there behind your bushes. I couldn't find the key in the dirt.
No, you're full of shit, buddy. You're a drunk son of a bitch.
I am not drunk. I don't drink, sir. I'm a Christian.
Well, you ain't too damn good a Christian getting somebody's damn backyard. Well, are you goofy?
You said I could years ago. You said I could keep a spare key in your backyard.
Buddy, I ain't lived here that long.
Oh, yes, you have. You don't even know how long you've lived here.
You're a goofy dude. I just tell you, I catch you back here, you'll not survive it.
Well, I want my spare key. I paid $2.99.
I'll give you your spare key, all right.
Will you? Because that's what I want. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah. All right. Then you come now and let me look at you.
No, I'm going to come at 2 or 3 in the morning because I'm kind of a night owl.
And I'm going to blow your goddamn head off.
Oh, you better not. That's murder. You're not allowed to murder people.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm going
to
tell the police that you're threatening to murder me.
Yeah, you go right ahead, goofy ass.
You'll tell the police that it's okay if I murder him because he's a goofy ass.
Exactly.
Hey, why don't you go shut those fucking kids up? Dang it. Those kids are getting on my nerves.
Hello.
Hello, I was calling about your several guns for sale.
I do have, yeah.
Oh, cool. What kind of guns do you have? How much are they?
Are you interested in a particular gun?
Yes, but look, can you shut those kids up in the background? They're being really loud.
Now you call back, I'm going to turn your eyes seeing.
You need to tell them to shut the fuck up.
I'm going to bust your fucking mouth, you stupid ass.
You need to be a better father and keep your kids quiet while you're on the phone. There he goes. His ad says several guns for sale. I don't know what his problem is. Won't even give me my spare key back. What a bunch of bullshit.
Hello.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hello.
Hey, I'm in your backyard right now. And I'm trying to find my tape measure.
Your what?
My tape measure. I left it here last night when I was in your backyard. And, yeah. But it's missing
in my backyard.
Oh yes, I was. And it's missing now. Yeah. Like, where is it? What'd you do with it?
Well, I believe you've lost your mind.
I don't think so.
You're not in my backyard because I'm in the backyard.
I'm hiding in the bushes. I was looking for my tape measure.
There's no bushes out there.
Oh, yes, there is on the side.
And if you don't quit calling me, I'm going to get you for harassment.
This is the first time I've called you, sir.
Well, I don't know where you're getting my number at, but
from the radio.
I should not be calling back no more.
You're selling the carburetor and the Corvette.
Do what?
You're selling the carburetor and the Corvette. And the
And the Mopar. Well, you didn't call about that. You're calling about stupid shit.
Yeah, no, I'm not really interested in the Corvette or the Mopar parts because I drive a real car like a real man. I drive a Nissan Versa Note.
Well, thank you for calling and Merry Christmas and kiss my ass.
Well, where's my tape measure? That was very nice of him. I think all these swap shop people just know us at this point. Either me or all the other people that call up swap shops for many years now. They're like, don't talk to anybody named Roy.
Hello?
Hey, were you looking for that Siamese kitten?
Yes.
Okay, I bought a Siamese kitten from this lady a few years ago, and it turned out to be a robot kitten. It's not real. Do you want that one?
Wait a second. Hey, Danny. This guy's talking about a Siamese kitten.
Talk to him. He's the one.
Hi.
Yeah, ma'am, you're the one that wants the Siamese kitten. Why do you want me to talk to him? Why should I talk to your husband?
You've got a Siamese kitten?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's not real. It's a robot kitten.
No, I want a real one.
Yeah, he looks real, and he does all the kitten things, and he eats, and he poops, and he licks his butthole. But he's a robot.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't you want this robot?
I'm sorry. I want a real one.
I was looking
I just have lost one from the age of 20.
I'm so sorry. That's terrible. Oh, wait. The cat was 20 or you
I'm
were 20? What's your husband drilling?
He's working on a chair in the... in your room.
Oh, well, you should be like, honey, you need to work a little bit quieter because I'm on the phone.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, I love you. Say it back. Siamese cats live for 20 years, apparently. Or I guess the kittens do, anyway.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Sir.
Yeah.
It's Roy. It's your neighbor.
A neighbor?
I'm your neighbor. My name's Roy. Sir.
What neighbor are you?
Why are you making this so difficult? I was laying in your backyard last night, and I got dog poop in my hair from your backyard. You need to clean up after your dog, sir.
What the?
What the hell was going on in the background? I'd like to call that one back, but I don't know. I think I'm just going to leave them alone.
Hello.
Hey, are you looking for those vinyl records?
Yeah, you got the right number.
Okay, great. Look, sir, I don't have any vinyl records. I've never owned a record player in my life. What the fuck would I do with a vinyl record? I don't have any.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure. Just, you know, think next time. Duh.
What? Why are you calling me?
Sir, I don't have any vinyl records. And vinyl...
Then why are you calling me?
Vinyl isn't even spelled that way. You spelled it V-Y-N-L-E. That's not how you spell vinyl.
I didn't spell shit, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know. You spelled vinyl, and you spelled it wrong. V-Y...
I didn't spell it anywhere.
It's right here in the listing, sir.
I don't work at the radio station. I didn't put it on there, asshole.
How dare you yell at me? Jesus. Okay, we've had a guy calling back this whole time. Hello?
Yes, sir. Your number showed up on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I was making a prank phone call to you. Do you have those Hot Wheel cars?
Yes, sir. I've got 36 cases.
Oh, 36 Hot Wheels?
No, 36 cases. You know the cases that holds 120 cars in them?
Jesus fucking Christ, sir. That's a lot of Hot Wheels.
And I've been collecting them for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I don't want any. I don't want any of those Hot Wheels. I have no reason to have a Hot Wheel.
I don't either, but I just got it carried away and got into collecting everything.
Do you have a DeLorean Time Machine Hot Wheel?
Yeah, I had some in the packages, but I think I gave them away.
Ah, darn. I would take a DeLorean Time Machine Hot Wheel.
Well, let me look. I may have one somewhere hidden in all my toy collection that I may have one.
You probably shouldn't, because I'm just a prank caller. I have no intention in buying anything from you. I'm just a...
asshole.
I told him at the beginning I was a prank caller, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. I think he's the asshole. And oh my God, his poor kids dealing with those Hot Wheels after he dies. Don't do that to your kids, everybody. Get rid of your shit. Nobody wants to deal with a billion Hot Wheels when you die. Oh, he just tried to call me back, but then he hung up immediately. Oh, and by the way, I know that it was a radio station guy that spelled vinyl wrong, not the guy that was trying to sell the vinyl records. The man, he really got mad at me. There's actually two listings in a row here for vinyl records, and they're both spelled V-Y-N-L-E. Oh, the second one is actually a Diamondback AR-15 pistol and vinyl records for sale.
Hello.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
I ain't got no neighbor named Roy, fucker.
Bullshit, you don't, you motherfucker. Listen, I was in your backyard last night.
Was you back there fucking the sheep?
No, I got dog poop in my hair, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you shouldn't have been down there trying to fuck that sheep.
Well, it was before I fucked the sheep. I didn't even get a chance.
What you should have done was stuck its head in the fence, and then you wouldn't have got shit on your nose. That sounds like your fucking problem, so quit calling me, you cocksucker.
Well, this is the first time I've called.
I don't give a fuck. You know, ain't the first time you called, you ignorant motherfucker. Quit goddamn calling. Go bug somebody else, you fucking dick.
When did I last call you?
Yeah. Where are you at? I'll come kick your fucking ass.
Oh, no, you won't. Because if you try
How about
to,
that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ass, yeah, then I'll stick your head up a sheep's ass. That's what you're doing in my backyard anyway. You get a fucking sheep or a dog, woman.
I'll kiss you on the mouth, sir.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
You fucking die. That's what you'll do.
I have very tender lips, sir, and you will love
it. Fuck you.
But you'll love it. Every time I call this area of the country, I feel like I'm back in high school, and we're all calling each other gay, and we're telling each other that we fuck sheep. But why does his mind go there? There's a man in my backyard. He must be fucking sheep. Hi, hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I was talking to my friend here about fucking sheep. I was in your backyard last night.
To what now?
Sir. I was in your backyard last night, and I got dog poop in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
You need to clean up after your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you do that? Why don't you stop being a gross backyard person that has dog shit in their yard? It's disgusting, sir.
Uh-huh.
Wow, you suck at conversation, don't you? Uh-huh. Is that what you're going to say to me? You're going to reply with uh-huh again?
There you go.
Okay. Sir, I love you.
Uh-huh.
That means we're going to hang up now. So you tell me you love me, okay? No. You have to say it back to me, or you're making it weird, sir. I love you. I think I ruined that one by talking about sheep fucking on the beginning. Oops. I hate when I do that. And it also looks like that's the last number that's going to pick up. So I quit for the day. Bye, everybody. Here's some voicemails. Enjoy.
Right, I'm not in the basement anymore, so I can talk normally. I'm going to keep it under 30 seconds. Brad, Roy, Cactus Man, I got to tell you, you are the man. I live in Brooklyn. I'm married with children. And,
like the TV show.
I've been enjoying your YouTube shows so much. They make me laugh, man. Big time.
Thanks.
Big time. I love the, what I listened to tonight, the mailman with the ramp. But I've heard that one before a few times, but this one was just fantastic.
Why, thank you. What's happening? I don't know what happened. I heard touch tones, but thank you for the voicemail. I appreciate it.
Hey, Brad, it's Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hey.
Just wanted to thank you. I just got your Christmas card with those stickers. Totally made my day on Saturday. I appreciate that. I'm going to put those stickers all over my new office.
That wasn't me.
So that is super cool. Your shows as of late have been
absolutely... someone's stalking you or me.
Absolutely fucking amazing. Hope you have a great Christmas and all that. Love everyone in the Phone Losers community. And I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas as well. Bye.
Thanks, Teen Wolf Jesus. Jeez, what the hell, Teen Wolf Jesus? Learn how to hang up a phone.
Hey, it's Justin from West of the Rockies.
Hello.
And I just am really enjoying episode 801, where you're calling hotels and saying that you can attest. You can do a toaster check on the bathroom. Oh, it's so hilarious.
That's where I was being an electro boom, wasn't it?
Oh, I appreciate it. The
YouTuber guy.
Thanks so much. You might want to do that again?
I will.
Oh, I appreciate it. And
YouTubers love when I impersonate them.
This is my 30-second voicemail. Keep up the good work, Brad.
More
thank
like
you, bye.
40 seconds. It was exactly 40 seconds. Don't try and tell me it was 30 when it was 40.
Hey, Brad. It's Nitro.
Hey.
How's it going? Hey, I have been listening to your show since middle school, and I'm now in grad school, so thank you for all the good laughs and prank calls.
What the hell?
I have a quick question and then a quick story. The question is, how come the podcast feed is only like 300 episodes? I've listened to like the most recent 500, so I need to listen to the beginning ones, and I don't want to...
I think 300 is a limit set by something, maybe my podcast software. I don't know if I can override that or not.
listen on YouTube.
I'll try to figure that out.
Like a hobo. So it used to be 10 episodes, and then you were like, oh, I fixed it. And it's only 300. Can you just make it all of the Snowplow Show? And the quick story is...
I'll try.
At Thanksgiving, I wanted to show my friend Thanksgiving Sucks by Rapping McRapperson, because it's our tradition to listen to it. And he decided to play it in front of the whole Thanksgiving family dinner table.
Oh, shit.
Including his parents and grandmother. And the song is too horribly inappropriate for Thanksgiving, so I was mortified and had to go sit in the basement with my head in my hands. So I know it's way past Thanksgiving, but maybe you could play that as the outro.
No, I can't. Thanks, Brad. I can't do it. Nice try, though. I'm sorry. I can't. I think I played that a couple shows ago. But that's hilarious that your entire family got to hear that. I'm sure my family would have reacted the same way. Like, oh my God, this boy needs Jesus. Some people just can't appreciate all the motherfucking flying little children like we can. I dare you to play it next year.
Brad.
Shit.
I was just phoning you up, and hey. It was in the middle of the night, just to mention, do you want any fly spray? Because this is the time of year where we really, really, really need to use the fly spray. I've got loads of fly sprays ready.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes you can get that winter fly flying in, and the winter fly is meant to be... They fly very, very slow and stuff.
I hate those winter flies.
And I hope you're doing okay, Brad. Bye.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Knobby Guy, for offering to send me, what? Foot spray or something?
Hi there, my name's Olivia.
For all those flies.
Olivia, I'm with Google Street View's business development team. I'm trying to keep this under 30 seconds here. But I was reaching out to Pegasus Tattooing and Arts. We have a Google photographer who's headed to the Independence area.
What in the fuck?
He's going to be taking panoramic virtual tours of the interior spaces.
Okay, I got to hang up on that. And here's another one. Are you guys sending Google Street View after me?
Hi, this is Enrico with the Google Street View virtual tours scheduling team. Hi, we're reaching out to you guys here because I'm looking for Pegasus Tattooing and Arts.
Do I have a phone listing for a tattoo place? Because that's kind of cool.
All right, so somebody told me maybe I should ask you.
Somebody. Are they the same somebodies that told you to leave these other 10 or so voicemails? Mr. Leave a Billion voicemails?
Best curtain rod to hang in my car. One that could not only hang up like clothes for dry cleaning, but also like some privacy windows or something.
Are you living in your car?
And then we can have a phone losers hacker camp in a big ass fucking parking lot. We can pour concrete. We can all just live in our cars for like a week.
Yeah, let's
do it.
Yeah, everybody meet over at the Safeway and bring your own bags of concrete. This is gonna be great. And privacy windows. You don't want curtains. Curtains are stupid. You need that. It's like not poster board, but it's like the corrugated stuff. Just search on Amazon. It's window blackout and type in some specific car models. But you don't need to buy the personalized one. Just buy sheets of it and cut them out yourself. It's fun. It's arts and crafts.
Hey, Brad, it's the cameraman calling.
Hey, the cameraman.
So I've been watching this channel called N-Man Gaming, and he's basically a guy that has like a body cam GoPro strapped to him and treats life as a let's play, you know, a video game, and goes in and basically walks around wherever in the store.
Yeah, at the expense of everybody else, right? He's so funny.
Buildings, and so basically somebody asks him to leave. So I think for a prank call idea, I don't know if you can incorporate that in. Yeah, we're just going to be sending a let's player in, and he's just going to wander around, and you're supposed to pretend to be an NPC. So see if you can incorporate that. And quick reminder, Santa, don't forget Santa is coming to town. So okay. Make sure to try and find some malls. Okay, bye.
Okay, I know. I won't forget to do a mall show, everybody. I know we've got less than 10 days to Christmas.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Just listening to the first half of your new show here.
Does it suck?
We're getting close to Christmas.
What's the problem?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snake Pit. It made me think of Pitfall.
All right.
Do you remember that old school game?
I do. Atari 2600.
I remember playing that.
Yeah.
And Earthbound, did you ever play that one? Okay.
Are you high?
Having a great laugh over here.
Quit laughing at me.
About your caves underneath your apartment. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. That's probably how a real conversation goes with her, too.
Oh, my God. Hey, Brad, how you doing? It's Corbin guy, and I haven't called in quite a while, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I know, but you know what? I have been listening. I've been stalking you, ghosting you, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But anyhow, look, Happy New Year's. Happy Merry Christmas.
You too.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, everything else under the belt of the sun, the Happy Holidays initiative.
Thanks, Corbin guy. I'm kind of reading ahead here. He just keeps saying the same stuff. Merry fucking Christmas to all the fucking listeners.
Brad, it's Brown Teresa.
Okay.
And I called before.
Why does it sound like you're accusing me?
I've left a nice review about Tim Henson's show, but I take it back. I revoke it, Brad. Tim Henson is a racist. He's a racist.
No, he's
racist
not.
Man, and I'm never listening to his show.
He's a sweet Christian man.
Ever again.
Jeez.
Tim Henson. He's a dick face, and he's a racist.
All right.
Okay. Bye, Brad. Love you.
Everybody, stop listening to Tim Henson over Distorted View. He is totally racist, even though she offered no proof to back that up. We're not going to have it, Tim Henson. Not in this community.
Hey, Brad. This is my first time calling.
Hey.
In the year of 2024, my YouTube recap said I listened to Snowfall Show 35,000 minutes, which equates to about 24 and a half days of 2024 was listening.
Get a fucking life.
And pretty tired of it. I think I'm going to stop listening, so that's about where I'm going to cap out. So, bye.
I understand. I was getting sick of you sucking up the air anyway. I know you guys want me to just play voicemails all night long, but I think I'm going to end it there. Thanks everyone for leaving voicemails. By the way, I may have mentioned this last time, but I really need to do a voicemail show. I know that. Lately, people have been asking about Uncle Scott, and I was just thinking, what if Uncle Scott's called in? And I just haven't even listened to the voicemail yet. He might be reaching out and trying to rekindle our relationship, and here I am not even hearing it, so yeah, I'm going to do a voicemail show soon. Voicemails only, maybe, or something like that, because I know everyone's worried about that. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, I Regret Jumping, Hunts Point Hooker, FOD87, Brown Magic, and Phil Not the Doctor. I still can't believe I do this fucking show for a living. That's weird. Why are you guys enabling me? But thank you for doing that. I'm going to ignore the request from earlier to play Rappy McRapperson, and instead, I'm playing Vista Blue. This is a brand new song. I'm sorry, it was already queued up in here in the software. There's no way to change it at this point, other person. I think this song was released today. Here's Vista Blue.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
Wish I had an answer, and something in me wants to say I'm pretty sure it might be the guy next door. But I don't know, Margo, I don't know, Margo, I don't know why the carpet's all wet. I don't know, Margo, I don't know, Margo, I don't know why the carpet's all wet. It's the greatest mystery in Christmas history. And I don't know, Margo, I don't know, Margo, I don't know why the carpet's all wet. I don't know, Margo, I don't know, Margo, I don't know why the carpet's all wet. I don't know, Margo, I don't know, Margo, I don't know why the carpet's all wet. I don't know, Margo, I don't know, Margo, I don't know why the carpet's all wet.
I don't know, Margo. Looks like I got a call coming in. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Just letting you know, I got the dog poop cleaned up out of my yard. So if you get it in your hair anymore, you're in the wrong backyard.
Okay, well, don't let him back out there and let him poop tonight, okay?
Okay, we'll put him in the front yard. How about that? Just don't walk there.
Okay, I won't. I'll just stick to the backyard.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.